We are now going to delve into the Biur HaGra. It's interesting that the first chelik of Perek Ches has so much Kabbalah in it, but subsequently it eases up a lot. Perek Ches, Pasuk Vav, through Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Again, we're speaking in the voice of the Torah. Two of these psukim we did Be'iyun a little while back. Pasuk Tesvav and Tezayin, Bi Malachim Yimloichu, V'Gaiznim Yechaykeku Tzedek. And we also did Pasuk Yud Beis, Ani Chochma Shachanti Orma V'Das Mezim Oisemtza. We spoke about Orma and Armumius, and we got involved in teaching Torah to women. And now we are, now I want to go back to the flow of the Gra, starting with Pasuk Vav. So the Pasuk says, Shimu, listen, Ki Negidim Adaber, U'miftach Sfosai Meishorim. So the Torah speaks about Negidim Adaber. What does that mean? Nogid. Nogid is a melech. Nogid is a prince. Ki Negidim Adaber. I will be speaking to princes. And the Goyim points out here that Negidim Adaber, the word is Adaber, Dibur. Now you know that there's Dibur and there's Amira. And most of the time it's Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe. And Koisoymar Livnei Yisrael, so this Koisoymar Livnei Yaakov is Sagid Livnei Yisrael. So there's, sometimes you have the Lashon of Amira and sometimes you have the Lashon of Dibur. So the Goyin says, Shimu Piru Shimu Kol Dvorai Afilu Pshutei Torah. The Omakan Shisha Psukim Neged Mikra Mishnah Gemara Medrashis Vagodos. And he says, Agodos are two, Musar v'Soidos. Very interesting. And the Omakan Neged Mikra, Ki Negidim Adaber, Kloimar, Ki Dvorai Hoyu Im Hasorim, the Derech HaMedaber Im Hasar, She'enu Medaber Dvorim Miutorim, El Kol Dibur V'Dibur Hu Litzorech Godol, Kein Hu Dvorai, V'Hainu, Shekol hadvorim o'ele dibel in Moshe v'Aaron, ach liYisrael hoya ba'amira, k'ma she'amu, k'ma she'kosuv, v'aydaber Hashem al Moshe leimo, k'ma she'kosavnu le'el. So in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chof, that he has a way of speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is much more intense and precise. Hashem is v'aydaber Hashem al Moshe, and that's ki negidim adaber. But when it comes over to Bnei Yisrael, it has to be with an expose, it has to be expounded more fully, and therefore the idea of Amira is that kind of Dibur that has a more full expression, and it doesn't mean that it has unnecessary meaning in the sense of trivial or irrelevant. He means that the way you speak to Moshe Rabbeinu is not the way you can speak to Bnei Yisrael, because they won't catch the intensity of it and the subtlety of every phrase and every word and all the things that lie inside. So it's very daima to what we say that you can be Dairish Tilei Tilim Shal Halachas and Akutza Shal Yud. So what was told over to Moshe Rabbeinu, he expands it when it comes to Bnei Yisrael to tell them what that Kutza Shal Yud is supposed to mean. So that's Shimu Ki Negidim Adaber U'miftach Sfosai Meishorim. What does that mean? So negidim adaber, as we said, kol dvarai yehem sarim unegidim. V'chein shimu kol dvarai. U'miftach sfasai meisharim, kloima, k'ma shekosuv al sefer hayosha. The Pasuk says in Yeshua and in Shmuel, they call the Torah sefer hayosha. V'amru, and Chazal say, Rashi mentions it in Shmuel, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin, that Sefer HaYosher specifically refers to the chelik of Chamisha Chumshei Torah called Breishis. Why is Breishis called Sefer HaYosher? So there are a number of explanations, but I would like to suggest one. That the Pasuk says, Elikim Osas Adam Yosher, Pasuk in Kehelas. In fact, the Rambam that we've mentioned many, many times about Loi Shevet Levi Bilvad, the last Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, so the Rambam says you can become an honorary member of Shevet Levi. So he says there, what kind of person is that? He says, V'holach Yoshar K'moy Sha'asoy L'kim. He removes from himself the yoke, the burden of the many different cheshbonos that people make, and he decides to go straight as the Ribbono Shel'Olam created him. The creation in its pristine sense and the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided a Bria to perfection and Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, that is Sefer HaYoshua. The idea is that subsequent corruptions are not the Ribbono Shel Olam's creation, but the human being's distortions. So Sefer HaYoshua says that the creation, the Bria, is Yoshua in the sense of straight. Yoshua, Yashrus, Vehem Bikshu Cheshbonos Harbe. So that's why it's called Sefer HaYoshua, Miftach Sfasai. What does Miftach mean? The beginning, Pesach. Well, Miftach Sfasai Meisharim. Why is Miftach Sfasai Meisharim? Because Bereishis Bara, till Adam HaRishon is chased out of Gan Eden, is the Yashrus of the Bria as HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally intended it before we messed up. Now, the Pasuk says, Ki emes yegechiki, betoy avas sefosai resha. So you have emes and resha. Zok tegoy, ki emes yegechiki, remember he said before that there are six phrases, six psukim, that refer to Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Medrashas, Agadas. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Medrashas, Agadas is five. But the fifth one, Agadas, he says is really two, because it includes Musar and Seidas. So Memela, if you divide Agadas into two, you have a total of six. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Medrash, Musar, and Seidas. So he says that the first phrase in this Pasuk Zayin, Ki emes yegechiki, is referring to the Mishnah. Shebe Mishnah kol teva hu din bifnei atzmai, v'ha Mishnah nivneis al kosher apostle, tamei tohar, asur mutar. V'zeu ki emes kloimar, kol ma sheyege, dahinu kol dibur shebe Mishnah, shemachshu umetayar umatir hu emes, v'toy avas svasim ha-sheni mitamei hu poysel v'oyser hu resha. So the Vilna Gaon has a very fascinating chat over here. He says that both of these phrases are actually referring to the Mishnayos. How can you call Mishnayos resha? He means what the Mishnah is marshia. Like the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Asher Yarshiun Elohim, Yishalim Shnayim L'Riyayu. What does that mean? That Beis Din decides finally who's Zakai and who's Chayiv. So when they say to him that you have to pay, it's called Yarshiun. So here he says the same thing. The Lashon of the Mishnah has both Tzedek and Resha, Emes and Resha. How could it have Resha? It means when it says Asur, when it says Treif, when it says Tomei, that is the Resha part of the Mishnah. So it comes out very interesting. Toi Avas Sefasai Resha is what the Mishnah mentions, but it mentions it in the negative. So both elements, the positive and the negative, are mentioned in the Mishnah. I wanted to ask a question. Isn't that in the Gemara also, and so on? So the answer is, if you look at the Mishnah, you see the precision of the Mishnah is exactly as the Gaon is trying to say. Kosher posel tamei tohar asamuta. There's very little embellishment in the Mishnah, and even when you have a machloikis, it's very precise. And the Lashon of the Mishnah is a Lashon Ketzara, and so on. Comes to the Gemara is like almost like a catch basin. There's everything in the Gemara. Gemara, why is it called Bavli, right? The Gemara asks, you learned it in Maseches Brachos, why is it called Bavli? Because Kol HaTorah Kula is Nivlal B'Soichai. It's Bolu. It's a mixture. So this mixture is in contrast to the Mishnah. The Mishnah has that kind of precision. So the precision of the Mishnah is described in this Pasuk Zayin. Ki emes yegechiki b'toyav esvos ha-resha. What about Pasuk Ches? So naturally, he started with Mikra. And interesting that Mikra B'Ikar is emphasizing the Meisharim of Sefer Bereishis. Then he goes to Mishnah, so the next one obviously is Gemara. That's the third of the six. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, right? Those are the first three. So what's Gemara? Ches. Betzedek kol imrei pi. Hu neged ha-Gemara. Shek pa'amim oimer chisuri mechsara, u pa'amim oimer teni kach. You should learn dafka this way and don't learn the other way. V'loi saima chas v'sholem shehu dovazar. And it's very, very interesting. What's interesting, before we continue in the Gra apparently noticed in this pasuk, since the Gra says it's keneged Gemara, so you have to ask yourself, what is unique about Gemara that should warrant these particular words to describe the Dibur of Gemara? In other words, the Torah is saying, this is what I am. And this is what I am in Brachos, this is what I am in Mishnah. Now, Betzedek is what I am in Gemara. So why these words? Why Betzedek kol imrei fi? So the guy noticed that this Lashon Betzedek kol imrei fi sounds like there's some sort of need for justification, or you have to explain yourself. Betzedek kol imrei fi means don't misconstrue, don't judge me wrongly. Betzedek kol imrei fi, whatever I say is really righteous, it's correct. So the Gaon was wondering, like, what is it about the Gemara? So he says, what does the Gemara do? As I mentioned once a long time ago, I think something that Rav Huttner said, Zichrono Livracha, which I think bears to repeat. You have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says something. Pashtus, if the Mishnah said something, and this is a Masayra, this is what the Mishnah wants you to know. So wouldn't it behoove us to think that what you see is what you get? That what is written in the Mishnah is precisely what we should understand? We read the words, we learn them, we translate them, and that's what it is. The Gemara comes up and says, but that can't be. Why can't it be? Because, for example, it's a stira to something that's mentioned elsewhere. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're missing a chunk of the Mishnah. Person goes back to the Mishnah, which of course was Baal Peh, but it doesn't matter. You open up a Mishnayis now. I'm not missing anything. I read it verbatim. I didn't skip a word. What do you mean I'm missing? No. Chisurei mechsera v'hochi katani. This is how you're supposed to conceive of the Mishnah, even though the words are not like that. Chisurei mechsera, because there's something missing that I will fill in for you. And when I fill it in for you, lo and behold, the questions are resolved. But lo and behold, something else. It's not what's in front of your eyes. So what is going on over here? So there are two questions. Number one, who says you're right? Why should we allow this kind of deconstruction and reconstruction? Maybe this is called warping the Torah or maiming the Torah. Who says that we have a right to do that? And that we are correct in our analysis. That's one question. Another question is, if we are correct, why does the Mishnah write like that? In other words, if I remember one of my children in the yeshiva, doesn't matter who the Rebbe was, but he had a Rebbe that had a very interesting mahalach. Why he had that mahalach ad hayom, none of us can figure out. I'm not sure that he knew himself. But he had an interesting mahalach. It was the negative of whatever he meant. For example, if he had a bacher who asked a gvaldik akasha, so he would say, you just asked a very stupid question. If he had a bacher that was misbehaving, he says, you are the biggest tzaddik in the world. And I don't know, but that's the way it was, and it was very consistent. It was throughout the year. So, you ask a question, and that is enormous. That's not what I mean. They ask a question like, if it's a mahalach, what's the point of the mahalach? So he had a reason. There was some pedagogic idea that he had in mind. It's not relevant to us right now. But there's a reason for it. We ask a question, granted that the Gemara is telling the truth. That we will accept. It's Torah, it's Chazal, it's the Chachamim. That's what he says. You have to trust them and you have to know it is Bitzedek. But now that we know it's Bitzedek, why does the Mishnah write like that? Why does the Mishnah attempt to confuse us and require that we should reconstruct the Mishnah in a way that's not written in the Mishnah at all, and no one would ever know? Says Rav Huttner Zichrono Livracha, that's exactly the point. Because you see, we had a puzzle, we had a conundrum. How do you deal with the problem of not being able to keep everything Baal Peh? Because you can't, the Golos, the Tsaris, Rome, whatever it is, messed us up terribly. And it was such a difficult time that it was not possible to remember clearly and efficiently the whole mass of Torah Shebaal Peh. Now you know that the way it's set up, and it's actually the pasuk in the parasha of Mishpatim, "Vatayra mitzvah shekasafti lahayraisam," that when you have to have Torah shebichsav written bedafka. Dvarim shebichsav yatarashay la'omer malpeh. On the other hand, the opposite is true of Torah shebalpeh. You can't have it bichsav. So how did it end up bichsav? How can we have all of this on the shelves? So the answer is Eitz Lasis Lashem Eferes Sarasecha. The whole purpose of Torah shebalpeh that it remains balpeh is to preserve it, because when you have to know it, because you could forget it, you chazer it and chazer it and chazer it and chazer it. If it's in a book, you look at it and yeah, nish, nish, I can always look it up. So the idea was that you should remember it and retain it to understand it and to develop it. What happens if the opposite happens because you have to remember it? Because the circumstances surrounding you are making you crazy? So then, adarabba, in order to remember it, you have no choice, then you write it down. You know, it's the same svara of why it should be Baal Peh now comes back to become a svara why you should write it. But there's a problem. What's the problem? I don't know if Rav Huttner, I didn't hear it from Rav Huttner. I heard it klish lishi. But this is what I would imagine he was saying. You have a problem. The problem is that Torah Shebichsav became, whether we like it or not, the purview of the Christian world. And the question is, what's going to be now with Torah Baal Peh? As long as it was really Baal Peh, then they have no handle on it, because they have no entree. They can't reach it. But the minute it's written, it's right to Torah Shebichsav. So the answer is, you write a Torah Shebichsav that you need a Torah Baal Peh for. In other words, it's written in such a mysterious and esoteric way. Moshele Mohadav Adoyme, somebody has a password. As a password. So he has to give the password. You see this all the time. So you have to write in your password. The password shows up on the screen, XXXXXX7217. What's the chat in that? So 7217 tells you that they got the right number. So you know that they're on the right track. Why is all the X's? Because anybody else that sees the screen, he doesn't know the whole number. That's exactly Chesuri Metzer of Alki Katani. You see the words of the Mishnah, but what you see is not what you get. And they will not understand those words unless they have the rest of the password. And the rest of the password was given over Dafka Baal Peh. I was always wondering, after a certain point, now you have art scroll. An art scroll is in English. An art scroll in English explains it very well, Baruch Hashem. But now, anybody, so I have a Talmud. Some of my Talmidim, they not makpid on Satmer Hashgachas. So they go into Starbucks or whatever it is. Yeah, whatever. They sit down and he has a coffee, whatever. And he's watching and he sees there's a fellow there with a Gemara, with an art scroll Gemara in English. So he says, oh, a ger, the haftimitz a ger. He's going to go over and have a conversation with him. Hepsach nishtan. He's a goy gomer. So he says to him, what is this? He says, I find it very fascinating. I find it fascinating. It's pillar ploy. You know, and now the Koreans, they have the Gemara. They have the Gemara in Korean. Because they think that that's how you're going to become a chacham. So it's very interesting. Like, you know, every time we try to, like, you know, make it a little bit removed. But the times demand that it should become more available. And the more available it is, the more available it is to the whole world, to Fadrea Cup and, you know, whatever. In the old days, you had to be a Meiridika, a Sina Yisrael, to pick out all the Gemaras, you know, find them. That you know, there's a one person wrote a book in Latin, Tela Igniai Satanai, you know, the slings of the arrows of the Satan. I collected all of the Gemaras against Christianity, all the Gemaras against Goyim and so on. Today, you press one button and you write, you know, Rishayim, Goyim, Arurim, whatever it is, and you get 2,000 references right away. It's a pillar ployim. But Lemaise, it becomes accessible, it belongs to the whole world. So getting back to the Gra, that's what the Gra says. B'tzedek kol imrei pi, hu neged ha-gemara, she pa'amim oimer chesura metzara, or pa'amim oimer tenikach, learn this way, don't learn that way. Well, why is he warning you? Because the normal way of learning is taka the wrong way. So why should it be like that? So we explained it. Don't say this is odd, this is peculiar, this is strange, and it can't be. So listen to this. In one of the editions that are put out from Mishlei with the Bir HaGra, he quotes the son of the Gra explaining in the name of his father, the Vilna Gaon, what the Pshat of what's Chesuri Machzuri all about. So he says as follows: Hinei Rabbeinu Hakadosh Sidur Shita Sidrei Mishnah B'Chochma Nifla. Rabbeinu Hakadosh Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was Mesader. No, I'm reading to you my own Torah. It's not in the notes. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Sider, this is the writings of Rabbi Avram B'noi Shel HaGra, not the Gra, the son of the Gra. He's writing in the name of his father the following explanation of Chesurei Mechzura, when you say that the Mishnah is missing something, and it's only when you insert that the Mishnah works for you. So he says, what's the pshat? So he says like this. First of all, you have to understand, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was Mesada the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah with unbelievable Chochmah, so that in each Dibur there are many principles. Kama Ikrarim, Vekama Svarais, Bekaitzer Lashon. And it's all done with an extremely terse, very, very limited vocabulary. Very few words. Vachain, Ha'amorayim, Shahayu Acha Chasimas HaMishnah, Lohayo Lehem Rishus Lohaysif Veloy Ligroya. Since the Mishnah was regarded with such reverence because it encapsulated Kol Mishnah, Kol Torah Shebal Peh, they did not touch the Mishnah. In other words, whatever it was had to fit into the Mishnah that they received. You can't rewrite the Mishnah. You can't enlarge or reduce the language of the Mishnah. Whatever you got with Masoreh's Mishnah has to remain that way exactly. So then, Elo Lefarish Dvarav Kol Echad Kfima Shekibel Merabai Umasha Amru Lefa'amim Chesuri Mechzer V'Ochi Katani Yesh Loimar She'ein B'Mishnas Rebbe Shum Chisaron B'Lishna Umasha Hoisifu Hu Muvan B'Zach HaLoshon Shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh Zal Ephes Kedei lahazbir le'enei hamoin haroyim bashkofa rishoyna lifneihem, tzorich lahazbir yoyser. V'ma'ayim bidvarav yireshu kolu bidvarav b'yisroin ois achas. V'chein yesh lefarish b'chol ha'mekoymos. Now he says something that is very, very different from what I said in the name of Rav Hutner. Almost dover v'hifucho. He says that chesurei mechzera, even though, and this is the kayach of the Vilna Gaon, even though normal people like you and I, when we would look at the Mishnah, we would come to the conclusion that if you read the Mishnah with as intense of an iyun as you could muster, and you studied the Mishnah for the next 10 years, you would come up with the wrong pshat. And what the Gemara is telling you is that you have to insert extra words, and those extra words need to be inserted for the thing to work, to make sense, to fit the halacha. And why aren't those words there? The answer is because there was an attempt to obscure Bedafka, and therefore what appears it needs the Masayra of Torah Shebal Peh. That's what we said a moment ago. You still need Torah Shebal Peh. He says, what Rebbe wrote, he wrote Belosh and Kitzara. Times are that what you see, you misconstrue because you're missing a very subtle Nekuda, sometimes one letter that's extra there, that Rebbe introduced, that you could figure out the pshat if you knew, if you understood. The Gemara is telling you that what appears in the Mishnah for the biggest chachamim needs to be expressed for simpler people in an expanded version, which is not in the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Avram ben Agron, the shame of the Gra, it's emes to begin with. It isn't like obscured bedafka to confound others. It's there, but the Lashon Tzara demands sometimes a very, very sophisticated understanding, which the Gemara then provides for you by saying Chesurei Mechzera V'Ochi Katani. It's almost the opposite. In other words, it's really there. It was always there, but you didn't notice it. By the way, I just want to be moist of something. In the, and I'll tell you what the Shloha Kaddish says about Chisor and Machsor in a minute. But there's something about the way the going in from his son, what he's saying, that reminds us of Torah Shebech Sav. An example. In the Torah Shebech Sav, you have one sefer called Megillas Esther. Esther, correct? Now, Megillas Esther was Baruch HaKadosh Nemro. It's included in Ksufim. It's one of the Megillas. Now, what is the Nekuda that makes that different than like any other text? The answer is, you can darshan it. For example, Pasuk says, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Right? Pasuk in Megillas Esther, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. What did Chazal say? Ka'amita Shel Torah. That the Megillah needs sirtut, those scratched lines with the knife that make everything even. When you write underneath the line, you write it exactly so that everything is smooth and perfect. There are guidelines. There are lines that guide the writing. So those sirtut lines that you have, ka'amita shel Torah. What is amita shel Torah? Because Sefer Torah, it's not amita shel Torah. So the Rebbeinu Tam explains that what the Gemara means is that like mezuzah. So the Divrei Shalom Ve'emes Shetzricha Sirtut. Now that is an incredible drash, and nobody would ever think that that's pshat. The Teretz says Chachamim darshan these psukim exactly the way they darshan a pasukim Bamidbar. But wait a minute, Bamidbar Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this is the from people because Beruach Hakodesh Nemra, but to darshan. The darshan is only when you have real chefts of Torah. So the answer is enochanani. The yontif that it's all about, and the whole inyan of the Megillah is midrabbana. But the chefts of the Torah becomes Torah shebichsav, and Torah shebichsav you darshan. What the Goyin is saying is very much the same. Enochanani. The Mishnah was composed in its form by Reb Yehuda Hanasi. There were collections before Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, but he put this together called Mishnah. What the Vilna Gaon is saying is that we can darshan the Mishnah. We can darshan the Mishnah. So sometimes an extra vav, so to speak, is there to remind you of what later the Gemara called Chisuri Mechzer of Ahachi Katan. It's a very interesting idea. Now what does the Shloha Kaddish say? So the Shloha Kaddish Sefer is very interesting. I don't have time now to go into how he organized the Sefer. But he has a section called Torah Shebaal Peh. So there he says the following. B'kama mekoymes b'talmud chasura mechsura v'mkein eich oymer al ha-mishna shehi chasera. So he's asking that question, Taki. He says, what do you mean that the Mishnah is chaser? Like, what does that mean? How could you say? So, why? Because he says that it sounds like Rebbe didn't do a perfect job. That really, if he would have written it correctly, Chalila Vachas, but if he would have written it correctly, then he would have written it the following way. But there's pieces missing. He left it out. So he says, Chas v'sholem, how could you ever say such a thing? So then what is the pshat? What does chisurei mechsura mean? What's missing? So he says as follows. Matzasi Shein, Reb Sheiris Yosef, there's a sefer that writes in the name of Reb Matisyo HaTzafati, I don't even know who he is, that when the Gemara says chisurei mechsura, there's no chisurim b'poyel. Ki eich noimar shahatano chosa. V'oimer shemishna chaseira echad misimoneha chayef. You know, he's playing on the Ketores that is mechaser echad misamamoneha. He's chayv. So he says the same thing. How could you say that about the Mishnah? So obviously that's not what it means. So what does it mean? Avol roi shenoymar sherebi sidar Mishnah derech ketzara ubeois and tevah shebemishnah dai lahavin kavana satana. So he says that all chesura mechsura means, according to the Shloah and the groin in the name through his son, is that there is there the MS without any need for monkey business. But it's so dense, it's so tight, it's so difficult to ascertain that the Gemara has no choice but to say, for you people who need to understand what he meant, this is what he meant. So that's very, very different, of course. Anyhow, one of the great Sfarim on Zroim, one of the early Sfarim on Zroim, is called Pa'as HaShulchan. It's a fantastic play on words because it was a Shulchan Aruch on Zroim, and it's the Pa'as HaShulchan means the end of the Shulchan, but also, of course, is Meramis to one of the Matnis Aniyim, Peya. So this was written by Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov was a Talmud of the Gra at the end of the Goyin's life, and then he went to Eretz Yisrael, and I'll tell you the truth, you know, we are very gepesh to people. By us, we get on the El Al plane, and the legs are a little cramped, and the plane sits on the runway an extra hour, and there's a delay with the customs, and they fadre you a cup, and what do you mean you don't have that Eda Charedis meal? I ordered Beferish and Eda Acharedis meal, a meal with the, you know, with the what's it called? What's the Hashgacha called? The Badatz. I ordered a meal with the Badatz. You're giving me a regular kosher meal. What's going on over here? And the person could get really very tzafayt, you know. Here I am, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, and I make it such schwerigkeit, and it's so hard, like so difficult, so cramped, you know. So it reminds me of the guy that said, the pizza shop closed. I said, really? What's so? Why are you so upset? He says, now I have to walk an extra block to the next pizza shop. The Pastor Shulchan writes in his Akdama, unbelievable. The ship can capsize. He can lose his wife. He can lose his children. He writes about one of the babies that he lost. He was 1 year old. And he says that when he was nursing, he would make a bracha before he drank. That's what he writes. And he lost that child. One disaster after another, but shreklach, Rabbi says, shreklach, terrible disasters. And he writes, Baruch Hashem, that I was zaycha to come to Eretz Yisrael. With such an enthusiasm, such a slavus. It's the chnerev ha'ayin. We have gotten so, we're peculiar. You know that? We are so peculiar. We are so strange. And you have this matana, and it's available, and you go. And you get the chpsoch amol akhechts, and ados, and ayens. You know, one of the Bali Machshava wrote, there's a halacha that says that if yisuma ba'achas me'ein of your potter min hari'iyah, you don't have to go up to the aliyah l'regel, your potter, if you're blind on one eye. So he says, Mela, if a person can't walk, he can't walk. But blind on one eye, you can get around. You can drive a car. So like, why can't you be Ayla Larego? He says, because no one has a right to go up to Eretz Yisrael unless he has two eyes. You know why? Because the other eye is there to give you perspective. And without perspective, you're not allowed to go. But Lemaisa, I don't know, we have this, we became small. I don't know what happened to us. We managed became small people. Everything irritates us, and we don't appreciate, and we don't have therefore our cars. It's terrible. Because Baruch Hashem, our default is on a very high level. We expect everything. And when something doesn't go 100%, what's going on? And they expected nothing. So whatever the Eibishter gave them was an unbelievable matana with all those Yisurim, which are Yisurim Noiroyim, wrapped up. Anyhow, he writes in that Akdama, also a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, what's Chisurim Maksur of Ahachi Katan? Says the same Torah, the same Vart. And he connects it to a Medrash on Shir HaShirim, and it says, Chamukei Yirei Chayich. Chamukei Yirei Chayich is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Chamukei Yirei Chayich Kamoi Chaloyim Maase Yidei Amon. What's Chamukei Yirei Chayich? Yerech is something that's hidden. The Gemara says on this pasuk that Torah has to be taught bitzina. Ma yerech bitzina av teaching Torah's bitzina. Chamukei is Rashi Tevis, he says. What is it Rashi Tevis of? Ches Mem Vav Kuf.
Chesure
Machsara Vahachi Katani. He says that it's hidden, it's buried in the Mishnah, but it's buried like the shoik, the yerech, is covered up. You don't expose your thigh. So the Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi hid it, he buried it. Chamuka Hirechaya. It's very, very nice. Anyhow, Bekitzer, that is the Goyin, Lafuke, the other pshat. But in any case, either pshat says the same Torah. Namely, that the Mishnah is perfect and don't get confounded by your misunderstandings. Now he continues, Ein bohem naftol v'ikesh. Ki pa'omim einoi miskabel dover machmashnei ta'omim. He says, Aleph, shu dover okum v'ikesh. It's krum. It's not logical. It's not straight. V'habeiz afo pishu yoshar. Machmashu mar bedvorim u'ma'arbiv kama dvorim zorim yachad bepilpuloi. U'ma'ayo pilo bekupa de machta. This, of course, is a famous phrase. You know, you an elephant in the eye of a needle. You know, so what is it referring to? Of course, what is he driving at? That sometimes the Gemara but Mitzia daflam et ches. But what is this point? He's saying that sometimes what you're saying is right, but it's too much there, and it mixes in ikar and tafel in a proportion that's not appropriate. So the person gets confused, and he doesn't see for the fog that was created. And therefore, he says, it may all be true in its parts, but he strung it together in not the right way. So he says, Ein bohem naftol v'ikesh is both. It doesn't have anything wrong, nor does it have in its expression anything that's convoluted or confounds you in its verbosity. Balzeh omar shebetayra einoi kein. Afshu shakol v'tari, even if there's a machloikas and so on, and the Gemara has all kinds of arichus dvarim, ein bohem naftol shu irbu dvarim zarim yachad, v'gam ein bohem ikesh. Kulam nechoichim pasuk tes, kulam nechoichim lemevin v'yishorim lemoitzei do'as. They are all correct for those who understand. Zokta hu neged medrash, kegoin sifra v'sifri v'chadoimeyem. Shem t'muim machmashnei dvarim. They're very often confounding a person, but again for two different reasons. Either because echad shadayrish es adin, mashikosu b'tar mefur she'en adin kein. He says, ayin tachasayin. So ayin tachasayin means what? I don't mean that you should translate an eye for an eye. The implication of it is what?
Literal,
that you take out the person's eye who is the perpetrator. Now what does the Chachamim say, of course? Ayin tachasayin is money. So he says, that's where the Torah seems to say one thing, and the Gemara says something else. That's one reason to say kulam nechoichim. V'hasheni shedoyresh es haposuk kagoin v'im l'rabois hatmura. Is Gemara in Tmura daf yitzayin im oila karbonoi l'rabois es hatmura. So im means there's another animal also, the clone, so to speak, the halachic clone, the tmura of the oila is also an oila. So that's l'rabois es oila. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, remember the whole machlokes that many, many times, Shimon Am Seini, Nachem Yam Seini, Dorish Kolesin Shabbat Torah, he got that Hashem Elokecha Tira, he said, no, this can't be, so Memele the whole mahalach is a mistake. Pirish, Ad Shadosh Abakiva, what was the drash? Le Rabbis, Talmid HaChachomim, exactly. So Talmid HaChachomim is from S. What does S mean, Talmid HaChachomim? The word S? No, but it's a ribui. So it means, in other words, that sometimes the Torah's pshat is what appears on the surface to be pshat, is explained by the Gemara that it's not that at all. And sometimes what the Torah says, which seems to be just extra letters and words, just as part of the flow of natural language, is Chachamim say, no, this is coming to teach you a major halacha in the Torah. L'rabbis tamid Chachamim. So that's the two different approaches that you have to say kulam nechoichim, that they are all absolutely true. Va'al zeh omar kulam nechoichim lemeivin, neged ma she'ein muchach omar shekulam nechoichim rak lemeivin, lemi shemeivin dovim mitoch dovar. V'yisharim lemoitzei das, kloimu ma she'doyme be'enov she'ein adin yoshar, omar she'yisharim ach lemoitzei das, lemi she'esh loy das batayra. So again, the Vilna Gaon does this all the time. What appears to be on the surface to be simply synonymous and equal, but it's an embellishment, it's a poetic way of repeating something, so you don't use exactly the same words, but you really mean the same thing. The Vilna Gaon says nothing doing. If the words are different, the meaning is different, and the purpose is different. So he has to show the subtlety of those two phrases. So he says those two phrases are because in Torah you can have an ayin tachas ayin issue, or you can have an im l'rabbis issue. And that's what these two phrases are relating to. Kulam nechoichim lemeivin, visharim lemoitzei das. Now, all of this, l'cha'ayra, is coming to an end. But there's a problem, at least according to the Gra. You know why? Because he told you already in advance that there's six. And what are the six? Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, and we still have three more, because that's all Medrash. So we already took care of Medrash, Kulam Nechoichim. The drash of Ayin Tachas Ayin is Mammon, the drash of Im L'Rabbis as Hatmura. Okay, so you have Medrash. So you have already how many? Four. You have two more. You have Musar and Seidus. So where's the pasuk for that? So if you look at the Psukim, Kechu Musari, Ve'al Kosef, Ve'das Mecharutz Nifchar. He says, that's Musar and Seidus. So Kechu Musari, Musar. Says, what does this say? Chu musari neged agodos shebahem divrei musar, v'das mecharutz nifchar, kma shekasuv harodeya harotzel leidai lekim yidbak ba'agodos v'zehu v'das mecharutz nifchar. Charutz is another word for kesef, and this is musari va'al kesef. Take musar and don't take money, and das is preferable to charutz. So he says that das preferable to chodos. Charutz is harotz leida lekim is yidbak ba'agodah. So he says the entire pasuk is talking about agodah. So where's the pasuk about seidos? Ki toiva chachma mipninim v'chol chafotzim lo yishvu ba. Toiva chachma mipninim. So first he spoke about kesef, and now he speaks about pnin. Zokta goyim. I already explained earlier, and this is in two places, in Perek Gimel and in Perek Vav, the Gaon said this Torah, and you might remember it from there. He says, I've already said that a person buys something that's precious in his eyes, but it could be precious in his eyes for two separate reasons. Echad shetzarich ma'ay, he needs it very badly. So it's very important that he should acquire it, so it becomes precious in his eyes. Somebody doesn't have water to irrigate his farm. His farm's going to go burn from the heat, from the sun. So he needs to irrigate. Fellow next door has water, and he's wanting, it's demanding a big price. He says, it's worth it. I have to do it. I need it desperately. Otherwise, my whole crop is lost. Now, that's something that's very basic. Water. But it's precious to him because he can't acquire it easily. Sometimes something is precious to him because it's rare. I mean, it's rare everywhere. Diamonds. What's the value of a diamond? Because it sparkles. Piece of glass also sparkles. But glass, you can make it just like that. And diamonds, you have to find a gold mine somewhere in South Africa. So memela, it's rare. And when it's rare, it's expensive. It's valuable. So he says the same thing. V'asheni shudover yoker ma'od v'eino benimtza. V'zeu shesoidois ha'toyra toivim mipninim shehem yikarim miyoid. That's very interesting. The Vilna Gaon in a number of places takes these metals and organizes them. And Lagabi Kesef and Zav, he says the same thing. He says Kesef is not as valuable as Zav, but it has one mila. It's Oiver LaSeicher. People use it commercially. They don't use gold commercially. They store gold. They have gold bars in their basements, but they don't use it in Mekachumemka, in business transactions. So he says that the mila of Kesef is equivalent to Gemara in general, and the Maila of Zav is equivalent to the higher reaches of Said, of Kabbalah. That's called Zav. In fact, on the Pasuk, Tapuche Zav, B'maskias Kosev, Dover Dover Alofnov, the Gaon has this famous Shita. He says like this, you're talking about apples of gold encased in beautiful and perfect frames of silver. In other words, the setting is of silver, and the jewel itself, kevayochel, in the center is gold. That's the picture. Tapuche zov b'maskios kosef. He says, dover dover alofnov, he says like this. What does dover dover alofnov mean? everything in the Torah is in its proper place. Everything fits. It says, you know what that means? If you have a big fat jewel, for example, and you have a small setting, it doesn't go. If you have a tiny jewel in a very large setting, the jewel gets lost. It has to be just so. It has to fit. He says that you have a Torah Shebenigla, and you have a Torah Shebenista, and they're two worlds. And it's very easy to assume that each one is thinking their own thoughts, and each one is going in their own direction. And even if they're on the same pasuk or whatever, they are entitled to be very different. The Vilna Gaon says no. The nister of anything and the nigla of anything has to shtim. And if it doesn't, then you know there's something wrong. You didn't figure out the pshat correctly. Tapuche zahav b'maskios kasa. Here they don't use zahav, they use what? Pninim. That they be more than zahav. Yekarahi mipninim. Now ki toif chachma mipninim. Chachma is better than pninim. In the Kiva Eger has a comment, and he says that, very interesting, when you have a diamond, yeah? So you have, we measure it by carats. A diamond that's 1 carat, let's give a number, $10,000. Now you have a diamond that's 2 carats. It's not 20,000. It's geometric. He says Torah is like that. A person's on a certain level of Torah and has a certain Yediyas HaTorah. It's not pshat the other person has twice as much Torah. The Torah itself grows geometrically, and that's why it's measured by pnim. The value of the thing does not grow arithmetically. So if a person has $1, and then he has another dollar, a dollar bill, so he has $2. But 1 carat and 2 carats, that's already not the same. It's not two of the same. So he has an idea that the massive Yediyas HaTorah isn't just a larger number. This person knows so many Masechtas, the other one knows twice as many Masechtas. Is that because Torah lives within itself in such a way that it explains one the other, and you grow in the learning so that whatever you learned before is exponentially available to you and compounded by the fact that you're learning something else. So one of the svarim, I think it's the Shulte HaGibayrim, but in any case, he writes like this. He says, you know, it says that if you don't learn Torah, you forget. In Tazveni Yomam, Yoimayim Ezveka. At Kolfmi She'en Olomed, Rambam says, he has to keep learning because who's Sheikhaya. So he says a very remarkable thing. He says that even if you're learning something else, but it assists in your memory of the thing that you learned before. If you stop learning, you'll lose it. That's a similar idea. So chokhma mipninim v'chol chafotzim lo yishvu ba. So that's what he says. Shem yikarim miyod v'chol chafotzim ashet tzrichim lohem lo yishvu ba. So in other words, you have pninim, that's rare, and that's why it's expensive. And then you have chafotzim, which you need. And sometimes you have to pay hard for getting it. So to get it, because like the irrigation of his farm, water is water. It's not diamonds. But I need it badly. I'm willing to pay any price. So the Torah has both levels. It has the available, which should be precious to you, and it has the esoteric, which is precious to you. But for different reasons. So both of them, Toiva Chochma Mipninim is the esoteric, the Kol Chafotzim El Yeshuva is everything else. So there's nothing that you could pay that equals Torah in either direction on any level.